Hi, welcome back, and welcome to this session where we are going to discuss about conflicts management within the projects. Okay, we looked at projects go through different life cycle phases, and during different life cycle phases, there are different resources which come on board. There are different resources which leave the project or team get disbanded. And due to this, there are a lot of clashes or conflicts which happen in the project. So how to manage these conflicts or how to resolve these conflicts is what we are going to look at. So conflicts can happen day on day basis. Basically, they are disagreements which happen within the team. And they are very common. Okay, within the family itself, many times we have disagreement on many things. So similarly, the disagreements or conflicts can happen within the team because they come from different cultures, backgrounds, and different knowledge and capacity and competence. So for a greater productivity and positive working, managing conflicts become very, very important. So conflicts origin from different sources. Okay. They can be related to goods, communication, process, behavior, personality. Because of this, there can be conflicts. Remember, I gave you an example of a forming, storming, norming. Persons from different cultural backgrounds coming together can lead to conflicts within the team. So, instrumental conflicts concern goals, means procedures or structures. The conflicts can be constructive as well as destructive. Please remember, okay, it can lead to unrest in a team. But many times, if taken positively, constructive conflicts can lead to productivity and boosting the team morale. Okay, it aids in developing individual. Because when you know the faults, you know how to cater to faults and increase the maturity and skill level of a people. So, however, if the conflicts are not managed properly, it can be very detrimental or destructive for your project. Okay? Threatening to the project or organization's unity or leading to uncertain events, risk. Remember term uncertain event, risk. So destruction conflicts occur when decisions or the solutions are not found for your conflicts. It is important from the project's manager's point of view or manager's point of view to understand the conflict's origin and its impact on your project and find solution for it. The perception of goal becomes a problem when a success becomes competitive or doing better than another. Okay, right? So when people feel there is competitiveness, conflicts easily arise. By nature itself, human beings are very competitive, egoistic many times, you know. That can lead to conflicts. There are different kinds of conflicts which occur due to general neutralities. Okay, their cultural differences also can lead to conflicts. So understanding the underlying cause of conflict is very, very important. So definition of problem can result in conflict when the size of the problem is escalated and your communication is not open. That means people feel fear to express their concerns and issues in front of a team. Then conflicts arise. Okay? People will feel, this project manager doesn't support me. Why should I go and tell him? I will be as is. I will do my job only this and this. So, what it leads to? People's productivity doesn't increase. The utilization doesn't increase. People feel fear. They don't feel confidence. Trust gets broken. Okay. So that is why understanding the conflicts becomes very, very important. So when we talk about conflicts, personality type of a people or human resources who are involved can have a greater impact. Like people's personality type. Some people are introverts, some people are extrovert. Remember? Forming, norming, storming. A Punjabi guy having, you know, lot of enthusiasm that he likes to party. Okay? Maybe a person, maybe coming from different cultural background, coming from remotes of, you know, location like, you know, Assam or Nagaland, they might not be exposed to this kind of culture, which can lead to conflicts. Okay? Type A, competitive or easygoing people. Okay? Type A and B, competitive. Okay? Competitiveness is good, healthy, but many times people feel that I'm being ignored. Competitiveness. Easygoing, let it be. I'm okay. Easygoing attitude. Personality, this is a personality which can affect your project. Conflicts. Men and women, gender, I talked about gender conflicts. Why this person is being given, you know, more advantage just because this person is a girl? No. Why should be there gender inequalities? Okay. This can lead to different kinds of conflicts in a project. Okay. This person is giving work from home because of this. No. Individual needs and conflicts. Okay. Geographic locations, needs. Okay. Many times people come to project managers telling their own concerns, times, and people have to listen and give them a solution. It can give a wrong picture to other people because they don't know their backgrounds. So conflicts can occur because of personality type or the environment in which the team is working. And that is why this personality types conflicts have to be handled very well. The main causes of the issues of interpersonal conflicts issue is poor communication, differences in terms of perceived differences, biological differences, septical relationships. Poor communication always on the top of the list because we do not tell people what is the expectation. If you do not communicate well, it is going to come back to you. And arguments and differences are always there. Always there. Please remember this. Okay? So, different approaches a project manager can take to resolve the conflicts. Different styles, we call it as conflict resolution styles. Okay? Confronting, compromising, smoothing, forcing, and avoiding. These are very five basic ways in which you can overcome the conflict situation or handle a conflict situation. Confronting. So if two people have problems, project manager can make them sit in front of them face to face and confront and talk about their problems. Confronting. Compromising. Okay? Compromising is wherein you are required to compromise. One person say, yeah, I know this is a problem. I'll take a feedback. Win-win situation. Kind of a situation. Okay? Just take a step back. Smoothing. Neutralizing people and telling, yeah, take a breather and do your job. Smoothing. Forcing. Doing dictatorship. Telling, this is the correct way, both of you will follow me. Conflict resolution style. Okay? Forcing people to follow what is being decided as a dictator and taking up ahead. This, I think this is the correct way to handle the situation. And follow me. Okay? Avoiding. Avoiding is totally ignoring the issue, not venturing into or mediating between the conflict. let them resolve their own issues. If needed, I will come to it, but not now. Avoiding, totally avoiding or ignoring the issue. Conflict, five conflict resolution techniques. Okay. So different approaches to conflict resolution. So first of all, this I would say steps to conflict resolution is identification of conflict, basically domain or source where the conflict has originated from. Is it because of gender? Is it because of something, you know, personality? Is it something to do with project environment? What is a domain? Generation of cause, different conflict cases. What has led to this conflict? Okay. Exercise of judgment. Okay. With experienced project managers understand, you know, what is the problem? What has led to this kind of conflicts? Judgment, understanding, and then giving a solution to it. Analysis of result. If I have applied this solution, what is the result? What has it led to? Lessons learned for the team as well as project manager. Commitment of judgment difference and negotiations among conflicting parties. Okay, if you remember, we talked about conflict resolution technique when people sit in front of each other and talk about the issues. Okay, negotiating between them. Okay, right, confronting, sit, talk, let me mediate. So this kind of approach will help overcome all the conflicting situation in a project environment or a project. Right, so conflicts are very common. Please remember as we conclude this section, conflicts are very common in project, but not necessarily they will escalate. A project manager has to have this skill, conflict resolution techniques or styles, so that it contains the effect of conflicts. Required, if required, he can mediate through different conflict resolution techniques. And if they are not managed, they can be very destructive for a project. Generally, conflicts are, as I said, constructive, but if not managed or if not contained properly, it can is destructive and go out of the proportion. So it's a challenge for a project manager or a skill of a project manager to maintain the right balance within the all the conflicts and manage the team well. So thank you very much for being patient listening to this, and hope to meet soon.